Praise the Lord.
Ambuya tamandike.
You're happy this afternoon?
Dimoko ndwa mno mazulo.
It's very important
nichofunikira maningi
to be of a good heart.
Ukala na mtima wa bwino.
Even if things around you are not good,
na kuti vintu zvikuenderani bwino,
God is always good.
Mulungu amangala wa bwino nthawi zose.
All the time.
Dawi zonse.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I thank you all for the invitation to be with you.
Nikuyamikani monse pakunitana kukala na imwe.
Unfortunately, this is our last weekend.
Yeah, masoka ndiye kuta kwa weekend yapya mene.
Here in Africa.
Munomziko la Africa.
We'll be going back up to Europe again.
Kwerera kuja kumalo ya Europe.
But God's work will always go on. And I'm privileged to be a part of it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You may all be sitting. Find yourself a good seat. You have been treating us very good. So we are actually feasting here in Africa.
Yeah.
I thank the Lord for every brother and sister who has made this journey possible from Harare in Zimbabwe and up here in Lusaka, and around in the different areas that we have been. We have certainly enjoyed it all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm glad to be a servant. Remember, we are a royal priesthood. When we think about the spiritual part. But here, in the eyes of God, we are His servants. And we serve Him according to how He reveals to us His presence. And I'm so thankful that I can see His arm reached out so that we can fulfill a part of this journey. Hey, it's a very important part. Okay, you want to put it here? We'll give Him time. We may get thirsty, you know. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
All right.
So, today,
Lelo,
since we often have meetings during late evenings, I say tonight all the time. But the sun is up. So we have a very good chance today to express what the Lord has put upon us. I have a title. And it might sound a little strange. I call this little sermon, He sent them servants.
All
right, there's only one sender. That's God Almighty. He is the invisible one. He knows everything about everyone. He holds the universe under control. I was told there is a star that is so big that if you take a jumbo jet, that's a Boeing
747.
And if you're going to take that jumbo jet one time around that star, you know how long time it would take?
1,100
years.
Zaka 1,100.
One star.
Nyenyezi mozi.
And God's in control.
Mulungu ndiye controlola.
He holds even that star in his hand.
Ya manager nyenyeza isunga manja mwake.
We sing that song.
Kimaimba ija nyimbo.
He got the whole world in his hands.
Anakuta zikolose manja mwake.
Right?
Amen.
Yeah. But you can say he got the whole universe. In his hand. He knows what is at the most utter point of the universe. To us it is invisible. We don't know how far you have can go. But he is there. Just as close to that. As he is here to us. And he singles us out, each and every one.
Then he turns atizi paika 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 atizi.
And he knows every thought that we have
aganiza ganizo ili yose tirina
in our mind.
Unze maganizo yatu.
Is not something?
It was chodabuisa.
Almost like I have to repeat Saint John, in chapter 3, let's see here if I can get it right.
Johannes 3, mm-hmm.
You know that one because I have said it already in earlier services. We know that Jesus Christ, he is the Son of God. And you know yourself,
iwe uziva,
when you are born again,
ngatwa badwa masopano.
What is it to be born again?
Chitanda uzachani kubadwa masopano.
That means justification,
kuitanidwa kuchilungamo,
repentance,
kulapa machimo,
then sanctification,
usukiwa.
That's to be set aside to serve God. And it's a product of the burial. You die and you get buried. Justification, sanctification. And then the last one. The infilling of the Holy Ghost.
Kuzaza mkati kwa mzimu wera.
When that happens to you,
wakakuchitirani hizo,
who are you then?
Iwe ndiwe ndani.
You are a son of God.
Ndiwe mwana wa Mulungu.
You are a daughter of God.
Ndiwe mwana mkazi wa Mulungu.
Right?
Amen.
We are God's children.
Ndise bana wa Mulungu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we have a father.
Tirina watoto watu.
Who controls a star?
Wama kontrola nyenyezi.
That big, as we mentioned.
Ijaikuli ya menetakamba.
And all the other stars and the planets.
Yonse manyenyezi yena na virengi viri kumwamba vosia na siyana.
He got it all under control.
Alinavo manja kwaka kontrola.
We have science today.
Tirinawe mapunziro ya science lero.
And they are worrying about what if something hits the earth? That will be like an Armageddon. But
Armageddon
is not produced by stars.
Sima pangiwa na nyenyezi a.
No, Armageddon is created by evil hearts.
Armageddon ni jangondo yoipa ikonziwa na mitima yoipa.
It is men
ni watu
and women that don't want to serve God. They are the ones who produce
Armageddon.
And that's the last stage before the millennium starts. We are very close to the millennium. Right?
Amen.
Hey, we don't know the year.
Chaka stiziwa.
Because the Lord said, don't look at it that way. Just prepare yourself and be ready for the coming of the Lord. Because He will come in the fullness of time. So you don't need to worry about it. Alright. So here, we are looking at the scene where the Lord is sending saviors. And we have a scripture. Well, I mentioned John chapter
2.
It comes back to me. I'd rather read that one first. Because this is a real Son of God. And in chapter 2, verse 24, the scripture says, but Jesus did not trust himself unto them, for that he knew all men.
Koma Yesu sana kulupirire iwo pakuti amaziwa anthu onse.
Right? Then, and because he needed not that anyone should bear witness concerning man, for he himself knew what was in man.
Yes, anafune umboni wawina aliense popeza amadziwa zomwe zinali mumtima mwa anthu.
That's a very important scripture.
Ni marembo yofunikira maningi.
Remember, Jesus Christ was born in a very original way. And in fact, when you read, you can go with me also to Revelation. And in chapter 3, and in verse 14. I believe that is a scripture that you have read often. Because it has to do with the Laodicean church age. And you live in this church age right now. This is your chapter.
Yeah.
This is your history. You are here to fulfill that part. And the Bible says here,
Bible kamba,
and to the angel of the church in Laodicea, write.
Lembera mngero wampingo waku Laodikaya. Kuti.
And when you read the next sentence, who is saying this?
Nindan alulangula chemenechi.
Because it is the revelation that John received.
Chamene Yohane analandira.
But who did he receive it from?
Anachilandira kutoka kulindani.
It was from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Chinachoka kuli ambuye Yesu Kristu.
Right? It is Jesus
na Yesu
who are instructing John.
Wamene auza Yohane.
And making him write these things. And this is what he says. These things saith the Amen. The faithful and true witness.
Boni yokulupirika ndi ya zoona.
And then notice this very careful. The beginning of the creation of God.
Gwero la zolengedwa zonse za Mulungu.
So what was the first thing God created?
Choyamba chamene Mulungu analenga chiyani?
What is the beginning of the creation of God?
Chiyambi cha chilengi cha Mulungu chinali chiyani?
He wanted a family.
Analufuna banja.
He wanted someone to communicate with.
Analufuna munthu wokambisana naye.
And he went through the potential creation.
Anapita muli chilengi chija chamene chinali na mphambu.
Hey, before you create, you think, you make a plan.
Upanga plano.
This church
uyumpingo
did not come up by itself. Some people sat down
and they made
a plan.
Vanapanga plano.
And now,
you
are in a fulfillment of a plan. It happened long time before it was started growing up. So man do some thinking first before they act. That's why we can see that we are a product of God. Because he made a plan too. And when the plan was fixed and ready, you remember what is written in Ephesians chapter
1?
That we are created in
Christ
before the foundation of the world.
Ziko la pansi sana ikiwe.
So you were there also.
Iwe unaliko na iwe.
Hey, you don't know you were.
Suzi wakuti unaliko.
Because you came through in this hour.
Sifukwa unapwela pali inontawi.
You have not been walking before time.
Namasinza.
With your arms like that and just I'm with. Oh my, I can't wait till I get down on earth. Right? We didn't do that. Neither did Jesus Christ. He came in fullness of time. But when God made a creation, like it was written, that the beginning of the creation of God. When he had made every soul that is going to make it in eternity, then he started his plan. And the first one who came up was of course the first Adam.
Anali Adam Oyamba.
Right? And he knew all about the fall.
Anaziwa kuti kugwa kuzachitika.
Even before the fall came.
Na pamene kugwa sikuna chitike.
And he knows about every little child.
Aziwa kamwana kalikonse.
That is going to get born in the millennium age.
Kamene kazaka badwa munthawi ya millennium age.
That was also in God's plan.
Chijanacho chili kudala mplano yake Mulungu.
So everything is going to be fulfilled.
Bonse bizakwanilisika.
But Jesus Christ,
koma Yesu Kristu,
was the beginning
anali chiyambi
of the creation of God.
Ya chilengi cha Mulungu.
So therefore, you cannot say
simunga kambe kuti
that Jesus Christ is eternal.
Kuti Yesu Kristu ni wa muyayaya.
He is a creation.
Yesu Kristu ni mulengi, ni chilengi.
The Bible is written
Bible inalembewa
to help us understand.
Kutiti mvesese ife.
Jesus Christ was created.
Yes, Christ too. Right?
But he is the firstborn. Even if he came way out in time, after the first Adam, he was still the first creation in the mind of God. Because God saw that Jesus Christ would not sin. He would not be disobedient. He would do everything that the Father showed him. And in this way, Jesus became the firstborn among brothers. You and I, because of the new birth, we are also sons and daughters of God. But like all the people that have been born on earth, we are not perfect. It was only Jesus who was perfect. And when I write here, or when I read in the Bible, that Jesus Christ did not need to know what you and I was thinking. Do you know that all your thoughts and all your actions, they are written down in the book of truth? Have you heard about the book of truth? Hey, you read about in Daniel's prophecy. The angel came down and he said, "Dear beloved Daniel,
Daniel,
now I will tell you what is written in the book of truth." And then he started to tell from the days of Daniel into the Persian time, then into the Greek time. He gave an average dialogue of things that would happen in the future. I advise you, when you have time, read Daniel chapter 8,
9, 10,
11, and read what Daniel got a hold of. He was even told the dialogue that kings and leaders would have at the dining table. When they were speaking lies to each other. Think about that. The angel is telling from the book of truth, this is what is going to happen in about 200 years from now. And remember, your and my conversation is written there too. You say, "Oh my. Oh, you mean that he knows all about me?" Yes, he does. He knows everything about us. Yeah. Every back speaking, back talk we do, it's right there. And you know, in Brother William Branham's life, he was in an old cafeteria. And he saw people drinking beer. And he said, "My Lord, why don't you just wipe this thing off?" And the Lord started showing him that you're not too safe yourself. If it hadn't been for the blood of Christ, you would be exactly in the same category. And he said, "Oh Lord, I'm so sorry that I can even think like that."
Hey,
I think the Lord needs to show us a few times that we're not that good. Right? And you might say, "Oh, Brother Stroman, you mean I'm not good?" I'll say, none of us are good. Only God is good. And His goodness can cover up our mishaps. So if we humble ourselves, then God can accept us. When you read the Bible, and you read the history of Israel, they got out of Egypt. They walked 40 years in the wilderness. And they saw God in action very often. But when Moses was finalizing the dialogue with Israel, you know what he said? You read Deuteronomy from chapter 28. And out the rest of that book. Moses said, "I know that after I pass away, you will want to go your own way. But now I'm warning you. Don't do it. But I know that you don't care about me. So you'll do it anyway." Hey, remember Paul in the Bible? He was in Ephesus. In Acts chapter
20.
And he was on his way back to Jerusalem. And he talked to the people there. And then he told them, "I have told you the truth. But after I go, there will come a people with a different agenda. And they will try to tear the church to pieces. I told you before it happened, so you can know what's really going on." So whether it is Moses or Paul or 2,000 years later, that's your and my day. Right? Hey, I love the scripture in Ephesians chapter
4.
Until the body of Christ get into the unity of faith. Hey, how's that going to happen? If people have the same tendencies as back in the days of Moses and in the days of Paul. Hey, look at the environment after Brother Branham preached the word. He preached his heart out. There was a pastor in the Branham Tabernacle. And you know what he said to Brother Branham? "The fight is so hard. I cannot do this anymore. He wanted to resign to be a pastor. You know what Brother Branham said? He said, "Brother,
buddy,
I know." Hey, he knew all about it. He said, "Stay on your post.
Amen.
Do your part.
Right?
That's the only thing that counts. Don't quit your job. God will take care of things. There will always be selfish people around. Because that, in a way, is God's way of teaching you patience. How to love when others hate. Right? So if you're going to minister the word of God, you think you will be accepted around? No. People say, and that brother. Oh, they have so much to tell about you. But just smile.
I
say, God bless you, brother.
God bless you.
Right? Hey, you know. Hey, that was John chapter 2 said. He knew what was in man.
Amen.
And he did not need for Peter to tell about John. If you started like that, then Jesus would say,
"Yes,
hush.
I know it all.
I know it. Don't worry about it." Remember when Jesus rose from the dead? And they were sitting there just before he was taken away. And Peter looks at John. And he said to Jesus,
"How's that, Yesu?
What about him?
Nanga ziribwanji huyu.
What's going to happen to him?"
Ni chanzi chachitika kuri huyu.
And Jesus said, "What is that to you?
Atimanje wewe chinanjito yebwanji kwa iwe.
You walk with me.
Iwe enda naine."
And he said, "If he's going to live till I come back,
God itizampeza moyo mpaka nikabwele.
What is that to you?
Manje ndo chiza. Why you wish to be
just you do your job."
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
So we can be so concerned about everybody else that we forget about serving God. Right? So it's a golden rule. Make sure you have contact with heaven. And ask the Lord to lead you. And then wait upon God until He starts inspiration in your life. Then do your part. And if people don't like it, don't hate them. Just go on. If they go against you, if you can, just say, "God bless you, brother." We may not agree, but there's no reason to fight. Let us just ask God to lead us. Remember one time, Paul had a very good friend. His name was Barnabas. Right? You go to chapter 15 in the book of Acts. Then Barnabas said, "When we start on the journey this time, I want John Mark with me." And Paul said,
"John Mark.
I don't like him.
John Mark.
Because he left us when we were on our first journey. Why would I like to have a guy like that? And Barnabas said, yeah, but I want him.
Barnabas said, no.
I don't want him. And Barnabas said, well, it's a great field of mission.
Anyway,
then I'll just take Mark. And we go to Cyprus. And then you can take another one with you. And complete the journey a different direction. And Paul said, okay. They separated. Very good brothers.
My brothers what we know.
You wouldn't hate any of them. But there was something about their strategy. How to serve the Lord. But I'm glad when I read my Bible. Later in life. When Paul is in prison. And he writes a letter. Back to a church. And he says. If Mark is around. Can you send him to me? Because he can be of good service for me. Right?
Amen.
So people can change. If there's someone you don't like today, don't be a hardliner. Just ask the Lord for leading. So that you can see something good in every person. And they can be a big help to you. Right? Okay. When I started here, my original scripture is actually in John chapter 10.
Yohane 10.
And it is an accusation
Nimulandu.
Upon Jesus Christ.
Pali Yesu Christu.
Because when Jesus traveled, there was something about him. He was very determined. And he was acting like he was God himself. Remember, there's a lot of people that think that Jesus Christ is God. And when we read the scriptures, we know that he cannot be God the Father. Right? Because God created Jesus. And in the Bible, there can only be one God. And that is the God El. You can call him Elohim. Elion.
Elion.
And then there might be titles El Shaddai. So the word
El
is the title of God himself. And God himself is actually unreachable. If you understand what I mean with that. Hey, God sees us. He's not there up among the stars. He's right here. Right? He's sitting there right beside you. Or he's right there in your heart. Right?
Amen.
You have God in your heart. He knows all about you. That's the wonderful thing. But God is also in Jesus' heart. Right? We have established that Jesus Christ is the first creation of God. So God made him like he made you and me. Right? So that should be okay. So here When Jesus is traveling, and when he speaks, he speaks with authority. He doesn't say, let's pray about this and see how it goes. No, he said, yes, I will be healed. He opened the eyes of the blind. The leprosy disappeared. By Jesus saying, be clean.
Yes,
and some people even touched the hem of his garment. And he said, I sense power went out from me. Who touched me? Well, I think he even knew that. But he gave the sick person a chance to explain why she touched him. And here, during that process, the disciples were overwhelmed. We have never seen things like that in our lifetime. But it was another group. That was the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They saw the same signs. And how can it say and do things like that? He acts like a god. So they started accusing him. So, how can you do this? Because only God can do things like that. And when you do it like that, that's blasphemous. So they started attacking Jesus. And then in chapter 10, verse
24.
John chapter 10, verse 24.
Johannes 10:24.
The Jews therefore came around about him, and they said to him, how long dost thou hold us in suspense? If thou art the Christ, tell us plainly. Well, the prophets of the Old Testament, they have foretold, prophetic wise, of the coming of a Messiah, or an anointed one. Because the word Christ means anointed. Remember, when you operate a gift of the Spirit, you speak in tongues by inspiration, interpretation of tongues, inspiration, prophecy, inspiration. Remember, you can read the Bible and you can quote scriptures. That doesn't mean it's a prophecy by inspiration. You may have learned a text in the Bible and you can say, thus said the Lord. Right? But it's pure you. Nothing to do with God. So, the pure inspiration, we have 9 gifts in operation. Remember, they are gifts. Even faith is one of them. Right? Remember when you say, let's have faith. That's not inspiration. That's you trying to manifest something. Like you are spiritual now. But you might not be spiritual. Because when God comes with faith, it's a gift. Yeah. When you read Hebrews chapter 11, the chapter of faith, that's what we call it. But if you read that chapter, tell me of one man or woman in that chapter who was not first inspired by God before they put into action. No, God told, they did.
Right?
God told them, and they fulfilled. And that's faith. When you do what he tells you. Oh, you might say, oh, I thought faith was putting in energy. So people could see that I have faith. So my chest could blow out. Right? There's a man of faith. Hey, then the Lord takes the needle. He blows the selfish air out of you. So that you will understand this takes faith. Ordered by God. And that's why I very often say, put full, F-U-L-L, behind the word faith. Then you get a little closer. Faithful. Right? Be faithful to your wife. Be faithful to your brothers. And be faithful to the things the Lord tells you to do. Then, you will look down on earth.
So
that's a faithful servant. I will put him in Hebrews chapter
11.
You understand? We know that the Bible is written. We don't need to add to it. But to understand the Word of God takes a little more than just reading a little verse of the Bible. Because the Lord said, do you understand? And the disciples, they were honest. And they said, no, Lord. Can you please explain? And then he goes into details. Yeah. So, when the Pharisees and the scribes, they looked upon Jesus, and said, can you tell us plainly if you are the Christ? And that means, are you the anointed one? That is, it is written about, that is to come. And Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not the works that I do in my Father's name. And remember, every work, every detail or the work that Jesus did was ordered by the Father. Yeah. And when you read John chapter 5, from verse 19, the Bible says, Jesus is referring, he said, I can do nothing of my own self. And then I'll ask, how much is nothing? Is it a bitty, bitty little thing of yourself? Nothing means nothing.
So,
did I say that much? That's all right. Jesus.
Yes.
He told the people, everything that I do is ordered by the Father. Therefore, if you see miracles, signs and wonders, they are not me. They are Him. Right?
Amen.
Because the Father and I are one. Oh, so Jesus is the Father. No. Hey, Brother Branham, he said very often in his sermons, Jesus Christ is God. Right? That confuses a lot of people. Because what did he mean with that? Well, he could have explained it. But most of the times he didn't explain it. He just left it like that. But in one service in Chicago, he had a message called Godhead Explained. And then he said, remember now, Jesus Christ cannot be his own father. So, Jesus is not the father. Hey, I will say, Jesus is our father in the faith.
Right?
That's an expression we can say, yeah and amen. But if you call Jesus Christ Elohim, Elion, then you have never, understood what God is all about and why Jesus came in the first place. Jesus Christ will forever and ever be the begotten, only begotten Son of God. And 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
1 Corinthians 15,
from verse 20 and out, up to 28, it speaks about Jesus Christ as the perfect tool in God's hand to fulfill everything that God put on him to do. And then in verse 27 and
28,
he puts it like that. This is Paul writing. And said, when Jesus had done and fulfilled everything, then he will take the authority that he had and putting back in the arms of the Father. Right? So he delivers the power back to the Father. So that God can be all in all. Very simple. So God, Jesus Christ had the highest calling that any person could have. And he did a perfect job. And remember, his job is not over yet. Right? So verse 28. When is verse 28 going to happen? That is the last part of the book of Revelation.
Yeah.
after everyone has been judged. And the evil seed is cast in a lake of fire. And the righteous one have been selected out to live in eternity. Then his job is over. The redemptive work is completed. Right? So remember, Jesus is busy right now.
Yes, I'm busy.
I heard there's going to be a baptism tomorrow. That makes Jesus busy. Right? Yeah. Justification, sanctification, infilling of the Holy Ghost. Who's the master of that? That's Jesus Christ. Because he looks to the heart of the person. And he looks if he is a liar or if it is trustworthy. And if the person is humble, the Lord will accept it. And he will fill you with the Holy Ghost. Right? The normal way. Acts chapter 2. Repent. Be baptized. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Occasionally, there have been times where the Holy Ghost was not preached. So some people got baptized with John's baptism. Acts chapter 19. And here Paul comes in. And he senses that they don't know anything about the Holy Spirit. And then he said, what kind of a baptism did you have? And then they said, well, we were baptized with John the Baptist baptism. Oh, he said, you haven't heard the rest of it. And he explained to them the work of Jesus Christ, that John was a foreigner. Therefore, you need to be rebaptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then you can receive the Holy Spirit. And they went right down to the water, got rebaptized, Paul laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'll say, brothers and sisters, make sure you have all three elements: justification, sanctification, baptism in the Holy Spirit. That is your security. That's the seal of God. Right? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit that you received, my Lord, till the redemption, to the end of time, because that's your security. Right? Hallelujah. Well, Jesus was telling the Pharisees,
yes, was a Pharisee,
that I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they also bear witness of me. Yeah. Because God said, and he said it through Moses, when Moses was telling the people that he was going to leave, he was not able to take the people in the promised land. Joshua was going to do that part. But he said, after me, God shall send you a prophet likened unto myself. Right? Yeah. And him you shall hear in all what he tells you. And Peter was repeating that in the book of Acts. So the people would know that Peter understood Jesus, he was a prophet like Moses. And Moses was the greatest man that Israel had ever had. And the scribes and the Pharisees, they put their trust in Moses. They said, oh, Moses we know.
Moses,
who is that man? So they disguised him. They didn't want him. And Jesus, he said, the works I do in my Father's name, they testify on me. So Jesus told them, I am not doing the work. It is the Father who does the work through me. I have an inspiration. And the Lord speaks to me. And I do exactly what he tells me. Right, my Lord. And then he says, but you believe not. Because you are not on my sheep. Remember what we said in John chapter 2? The last two verses? Jesus knew the secret of their heart. When he saw them, the Spirit of the Father showed him the darkness. Remember Brother Branham? He was asking the Holy Spirit to come in the service. Because if the Holy Spirit don't come, I cannot help you. That's what he said. So many times. But then suddenly he said, now he's here. Hey, he saw the Spirit come in. And when it came in, the Spirit stood over a person. And if there was a dark spirit, it was an oppression or a sickness or disease. And you could say, I see a person down there. And he pointed the person out. And he told what sickness it was. And he told so much of that person's life that the person would finally say, this is not man. This is God. Right? Hey, Brother Branham was not God. But he worked under the inspiration. God showed him. Yeah. Hey, Brother Branham is not the only one who sees things like that. But he was one of the best tools in God's hand for the age we are living in. Oh yeah, there are people that see secrets of hearts. Many times. Right? I won't go into personal things now. But God is here. And he can talk to us. Explain things. And the Holy Spirit can show what you are to help you out in your life. So I don't say be careful. I say be very much attentive to the Spirit. So he can help you. Right?
Amen.
So he said to them, you are not my sheep. And of course that put them on the outside. They're unbelievers. They're denying the presence of God. And they got angry. Right? But he said, my sheep, they hear my voice. And I know them. And they'll follow me. Yeah. I always like the story. You have John chapter 1. And you have Matthew chapter 4.
Matthew chapter 4.
And you can compare the story. Matthew chapter 4.
Matthew 4.
Here Jesus comes down to the shore.
Yes, wabwera kuja kumbali kwa manzi.
The Sea of Galilee.
Kuja kunyanja ya Galileo.
And he sees four brothers.
Aona my brothers bali watatu wali four.
And he say to them,
awauza.
Hi.
Mulibwani.
Follow me.
Nikongeni.
They leave their boats.
Wasia maboti yao.
Their nets.
Na manets.
Their work.
Mchito.
And they follow Jesus.
Wamponga Yesu.
Isn't that a little easy? If a stranger come, and you say, come, follow me. Right? I know that Brother Matimba, he can be pretty convincing. He'll do like this. Come. follow me. Right? Yeah. Well, I don't think badly of Brother Matimba. I hope you understand. But some people can be very convincing. But Jesus was very convincing. But I don't like such a Jesus that are forcing you. No, I see a Jesus where people cannot stay away from him. Right? Then, now we have Matthew chapter 4. Then we go to John chapter 1. Jesus is just baptized.
Yes,
and he goes into the wilderness 40 days and 40 nights. Right? Yeah. John chapter 1 does not refer to the wilderness and the 40 days. But it tells about that the disciples, they were first disciples of John the Baptist. And they came from Galilee to hear the message about the Messiah. They heard the rumors. John the Baptist is talking about the Christ to come. And they were so excited that whenever they had time, they said, come, let's go to John. See if there's any news. And one day when they came down, they said, John, any news about this Messiah? And he said, yes. He's been here. I saw the Holy Spirit come upon him. Oh, where is he? I really don't know. He took off. Looks like he was gaining for the wilderness. But in the Bible it says, John chapter 1, the next day, John sees Jesus coming out. And he can say, behold, the Lamb of God. Jesus had 40 days and 40 nights battling the enemy. Remember, Jesus could die. He could be tempted. When you think about Elohim, Can he die? Can Elohim be tempted? No, neither does he tempt anyone. But Jesus was a true creation. The original creation. And now he comes out of the wilderness. And when he says, "Behold the Lamb," then John's disciples that had come from Galilee, they say to John, "That's the one? Thank you, John. God bless you.
Bye
bye." And they took after to meet Jesus. And they walked with Jesus up to Galilee. And they saw the miracle. Water turned to blood, to wine. Right? That was the first miracle Jesus ever did. Then, he takes the disciples, anyone who wants to follow, and he goes to Jerusalem. And he makes an introduction. According to Malachi chapter 3. Suddenly, the angel of the covenant shall appear in his temple. And Jesus is clearing the temple of monetary gimmicks. Dows and sheep is flying all over the temple. And the Pharisees, they say, "Oh, what is this man?" Well, his disciple is watching. Now they're just interesting. Then he takes a journey and he goes up to Samaria. John chapter 4. And he speaks to the woman at the well. And he stays in Samaria a few days. And the whole city is in motion because of Jesus' appearance. Then he comes up to Nazareth. And he makes his speech. The Lord has anointed me. Right? You know that sermon?
Yeah.
That's the prophet Isaiah. And then when he had said, "In this today, this word is fulfilled. In your eyes, you have heard it and seen it now." And they start saying, "What? That man is quoting the Messiah prophecy." And the disciples are there. Then, of course, they try to kill him. It didn't work. So then he ends up in Peter's mother-in-law's home. And she was sick and bedridden. And Jesus released her from bed. And she starts serving him. The next day, the disciples go fishing. Because they haven't left their nets yet. No, you are in Luke chapter 4 and 5. Right? And Jesus tells Peter,
"Yes, how's the Peter?
Can I preach from your boat?"
And
he started teaching. And after a little while, he said, "Can you lay out on the deep? And you cast your net for one draw." And Peter says, "I have been fishing all night." Almost like Jesus didn't know. Of course, he knows everything. But they, on your word, because they have seen the miracle, water to wine, the occasion after temple in Jerusalem, the preaching in Samaria, and now they had heard the introduction of Isaiah and his mother-in-law healed. Say, on your word, I will go.
They
throw the net out, and the net is filled with so much fish, they cannot pull it up. They needed help. And the whole team was working to save the fish. And here, Peter is standing before the master, and he falls on his knees, and he said, Master, apart from me, I'm a sinner. I'm not worthy of this. And Jesus looks at him and said, from no one, you're going to be fishers of men. Brother Peter, come up, rise up. Now you understand. Right? Hey, I believe that is the way to catch men. Hey, prove with your life's exampleship the way you believe in Christ. And make sure that you're not selfish. Remember, there's a lot of serious words in the Bible. And you can say, if you don't turn over tonight, you might die tomorrow. And you will go to hell. Right? Oh, that's one way to catch men. But I don't think it will last very long. Right? But when the Spirit of God comes and convinces you, you'll never turn aside again. You know, in a very young age, I spoke to a God I didn't know about. And I said to him, God, if you're there, can you make me like Moses? Not that I wanted to become Moses, but I wanted to talk to God. Because he talked to Moses. And I needed to know that God is alive. He's not just in paper. He is a live spirit. And then at the age of 17, he shocked me. He spoke. I got nervous. Hey. So, but the Lord, he started in a gentle way. And from day to months to years, I learned to know about a live God. And I said, why would I ever turn away from him? I started this service today talking about Moses. And he said to them, I know that after I'm gone, you will go your own way. You will forsake the Lord. Right? They were standing there and probably said, no, we won't. But it didn't take long. And they started going their own ways. Because of what?
Why?
Their hearts were not in it. The disciples that Jesus got, was only one of them that had a selfish motive. Judas Iscariot. Jesus knew about it even before he came and said, I want to follow you. But Jesus let him come. He was among the 12. And he was in the blessings. But he didn't learn from the blessings. He still had his own heart. And the Bible says he was a thief. And he stole from the treasury. And Jesus let him. My Lord. That's a merciful Lord. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm not totally done here. But he said here, remember, my sheep, in verse 27, I'm still in John chapter 10. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And I give unto them eternal life. All right. Remember in Brother Branham's life, when he had sick people or people with problems, then he saw a dark cloud over the person. And he knew that was the shadow of death. And the angel of the Lord spoke to him and said, if you don't see healing by inspiration, then leave it alone. Don't try to announce them healed. Just pray for them and let them go. Yeah. Just admonish them to live close to God. But you cannot say anything. But if you see the light, a white shade over their life, then you know I'm going to heal them. Then you can pronounce them healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, if you read this part here, and it says, and I give unto them eternal life. How can Jesus, who is not God, give them eternal life? Because now, he acts like God. Only God can give eternal life. Right? I hope you're catching what I say now. That's very important. Jesus, he sees the light. He sees the spirit upon people. Right? He sees Pharisaistic spirits, dark spirits, and he says, you are not my sheep. Oh my, huh? What an announcement. And then he says, I see sheep. They're my sheep. And I give them eternal life. Why can he say that? Because he is ordered by the Father. And say, you can say they are healed. Right? Jesus didn't say, my Father tells me now that you are healed. He doesn't say that. No, he says, you are healed. What is the easiest to say? that you are healed or forgiven or say, rise up and walk. And because the Son of Man are invested with the power to heal, I say to you, stand up on your feet, take your bed, and go home. And the man got power in his feet, raises up, rolls up the bed, put it under his arm, and say, hallelujah! Bye-bye! I am healed because the Master told me I can stand up. Well, Jesus said it.
Yes,
and that becomes very easy to say, Jesus, he must be God Almighty. Hey, he got orders from God Almighty.
Yeah.
But he never claimed to be the Father. I can do nothing in myself. I can only do what he tells me to do. But the people, they never heard the conversation between the eternal spirit and the Son himself. That was a secret channel. Hey, Brother Branham, he worked under the same type of channel. How could he tell names of people where they lived, what disease they had, without God telling him? Right? And sometimes when he spoke under inspiration, he didn't even know what he was saying. And he said, when he had spoken something, he said, is that right? Right? Did I say the right thing? And then, yeah, you said everything right. Right? So he didn't even hear himself. The Spirit took control. So that he could be that tool. Hallelujah. Hey. People are shunning Brother Branham now. There are people that have believed in the prophet for years. All over the world. Hey, in my own hometown, people are saying now he cannot be the prophet. But I'll say yes, he was. He was the best witness that this world has ever raised in the Laodicean church age. Show me anyone who are so humble that he would give God rights in everything. You won't find them. Very few.
Yeah.
You understand me?
Oh,
yeah. There's something called believe the sign now.
Hey,
I don't advise you to go there. Because many of the people who read that stuff, they think that Brother Branham is fake. They don't know. But we'll let them read. Because this might be sifting out people that never really wanted to believe the right thing in the first place. Right? So you got one problem less.
Yeah.
But I really feel sorry for the people who creates this stuff. Remember, God to hold that big star? We become like ants. And we think we are like a god.
No,
we're not. All right.
Amen.
So therefore, I go to verse 31. The Jews took up stones again to stone him.
Ayuda anatolanso miala kuti amgende naye temena.
And Jesus answered them, many good works have I showed you from the Father. For which of those works do you stone me? And the Jews answered him, for a good work, we stone thee not. But for blasphemy. And because that thou, being a man, makes thyself God. Now we're coming down to the bone, to the nerve. The Pharisees complained because his actions started to show them that he thinks he is a God. But Jesus was not that. But he gives them a very strange answer that kind of pulls them off. Verse 34. And Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law? I say, you are gods.
Yes, anawaya kaput. Kodi, sizinalembedwa malamulo anu kuti ine dane na kuti milungu.
Think about that. Now Jesus is using the Old Testament. And what he is actually saying, that every prophet, everyone that spoke in the name of the Lord, they were addressed from God as being like gods. Remember, you have your natural surroundings. You can hear my voice. Right? We have five senses. And all those senses are good. They are for our protection. To help us out. But there's another sense. And we can call it the sense faith. Right? It's a different dimension. That is the thing that woke me up. When I was 17 years old, behind my back, I heard a voice. And he spoke clear and distinct. And I turned quickly to see the man talking, and there was no one there. It was empty. But the voice was there. I heard it so clear. I said, Ma, I'm hearing stuff. I got nervous. I said, I better get out of here. Right? So I got out. Because I never heard the voice of God in my lifetime. Right? I forgot about that 5 years earlier. I said, Lord, can you speak to me like you spoke to Moses? Right?
Amen.
Hey, God never forgets. He always remembers. And to me, he shocked me. And I didn't even know who it was first. But that voice never left. And I walked around for about 11 months. And then I said, if I'm going to go like this, I'll probably turn crazy. Yeah. I'll say, I better find out about this. So I went back to the same place. And on a Saturday night, I had just come into that church. I was sitting in the midst of the people. And the church hadn't even started yet. And I heard that voice again. And he said, do you see that door? Exit door where you can leave, you know. And he said, don't leave that door. Or through that door. In the same shape. That you came in. Right? You came in with a question. Don't leave with a question. Leave with an answer. That night, I said, Lord, if this is you, then I want to serve you. And he showed himself. I didn't see a feature. But he showed me by the agreement I made that he is alive. He knows exactly the heart and the questions I have. And he answered them 100% precisely. And I said, Lord, you are God. I will serve you. So I got up. I said, Lord, I give my heart to you now. And that was November 1967. I was 18 years old. And I haven't regretted it one day. And I must say, I heard a voice of the Lord several times, but I lived for the Lord almost 60 years. Right? So I say, he is alive. And he is talking. Yeah. Then Jesus is answering in verse 34. Is it not written in your law? I say you are gods. And he says, if he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say you of him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world? Though blasphemous, because I said I am the Son of God. If I do not do the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do them, though you not believe, don't believe in me, but believe the works, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I in the Father. Hey, here Jesus says, every prophet that was brought out in days past, when they came from God, hey, You read Isaiah chapter 6. Jeremiah chapter 1. Hey, those guys, they were brought into a heavenly dimension. And God spoke to them. And said, I call you. Would you go for me? And Isaiah said, yes, send me. The Lord said, well, when you go, they will not believe you. But you shall tell them what I tell you. So be honest. Fulfill your part. So then those men, they were like miniature gods. Yeah. And you have one particular scripture. I'll close now, but I want to mention two more scriptures before I close.
Yeah.
It is Exodus chapter 4.
Exodus 4.
From verse 10 to 17. This is the dialogue that God has with Moses. And Moses really don't want to go. He thinks the job is too tough. So therefore he says, no, Lord. But the Lord is correcting him. And says, I reveal myself to you. And now I put upon you a responsibility. Yeah. And therefore, I'll go to verse 16. Yeah. And then, because Moses didn't want to go, then God says, I will send you Aaron, your brother. Because I know that he can speak. And then in verse 16, and he shall be thy spokesman unto the people. And it shall come to pass that he shall be to thee a mouth and,
yep.
And thou shalt be to him as God. And thou shalt take in thy hand this rod where you shall do the signs. So here, God's inspiration comes upon Moses and he speaks clearly. I am going to make you a god over your own brother. So God says, you shall be as a god. Right? Hey, Moses never became God, but he became God's mouthpiece. He said what God told him to say. And in this way, he became like a god. And when you go to Exodus chapter 7, verse 1 and 2, they will be the last scriptures right now. And Jehovah said to Moses, see, I have made thee a god to
Pharaoh.
And Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet. And thou shalt speak all that I command thee. And Aaron thy brother shall speak to
Pharaoh
that he let the children of Israel go out of this land. So here, I have made thee a god. Right? But don't go beyond the borders now. Because God is speaking in a direct manner You know of the nine gifts of the Spirit, right? Prophecies, healing, miracles, many things. You cannot use them things in your own efforts. Right? That's forbidden. You can only use it under inspiration. When God says to you, I will make you a God in this church. Oops. You understand what I'm saying? If the Lord speaks straightforward and comes with a warning or a release, a help in your spiritual conduct, and it is purely God who is doing the instruction, it may come from a brother or a sister. Right? That's an inspiration. And you might not understand, how can they know about that? Right? One time I was in a strange meeting and an old woman came. She was inspired by God, but I didn't know. She grabbed my hand and she said, I will send you over the mountains, over the seas, like all over the world. And you shall testify on my word. You shall minister the gospel. And I thought, that lady might be crazy. Because I've never been outside my own country at that time. Then, a few years later, I came to America for the first time. And a brother in the church, he rose up and he repeated the sister's prophecy. And when I heard the man saying what he said, I was the only one who knew what that lady had said 4 years earlier. But I said, my Lord, this sounds like that old lady. And the Lord spoke back. And he said, yes, and you thought she was crazy. But now it starts. Now it begins. That was 1977. No, it's almost 2027. Many years later. And every single year since 77, we have been somewhere in other countries preaching the gospel. Hey, that lady was not crazy. And God can speak directly to you or through some others that are inspired by God. Don't try to be a God. But be honest and tell it like God inspires you. And then you will understand. And God will bless you. I believe He has blessed me. Yeah. And I am blessed to be here in your midst. I hope you're not too tired. Do you understand what I'm preaching about? Right? He sent them servants. Right?
Amen.
Or He sent them saviors. Remember, Jesus Christ is the only Savior that could pay the redemptive price to bring you in unity with God. But every savior that God sent out among the prophets. They saved the nation from disaster against their enemies so they could serve God. They were never called God. Right? They were saviors. They rescued the nation. And I believe God's going to be a mighty savior in his church before this is all over. All right, I'll stop here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.